Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin Atomic Mitzvah, that's located here in Pace, Florida. And today we are once again joined by our fabulous nurse practitioner, Allie Ballou.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We have another special guest you didn't mention.
We do. And she's probably the boss of everything. We're joined by Miss Chloe, who's going to be on her best behavior. I can look at her face and tell.
Yeah, we'll see. We may have to put her down halfway through, but she's going to start the podcast with us today.
Put her down.
Yeah, like put her in her bag.
Put her on the floor.
Put her on the floor.
Put her down makes it sound like he's going to take her out.
Say, no, we're not going to take this baby out.
Yeah, she don't act right. We're just going to put her down.
Yeah, you don't act right. That's what we do.
Chloe's going to put you down. You better come sit over here, girl.
So we have an exciting holiday episode we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about some peppermint lattes and anxiety. Is that what y'all told me?
No. You have a line in here.
Oh.
It's the season of peppermint lattes and panic appointments.
Panic appointment.
Panic appointment.
Panic.
Panic. It's like an alliteration. Peppermint and panic.
Peppermint and panic. Did I miss it?
He eats coffee and Adderall.
Do you know what it's talking about?
Yes.
What?
Like people rushing in to get things
for the holidays
because they need to look good for the Christmas party, but they come in 2 days before and they're like, my party's tomorrow and I need to look good.
I got it.
I haven't seen my cousin Susan that lives in Montana in 20 years and she's coming this year.
Yeah, that works.
The new year, I got to look younger than I did.
New year, new me.
Last year, new year, new me.
Yeah, this is the season for peppermint and panic.
Peppermint lattes.
Peppermint lattes and panic. I think the
snowman. Have you ever had a peppermint latte?
I think these snowmen are too tight on my head.
I don't know. Your tag's sticking out.
And your snowman. And the snowman's kind of like crooked.
Yeah. So.
Like one is sideways. Look at his snowman.
They're having fun.
He's very discombobulated for this.
Hang on. Let's see. Oh. Yeah. Speaking of lattes, if. Hate to do a plug, but love to do a plug. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. The parking latte. If anyone is ever passing down Highway 29 in Molino, you have got to go to the parking latte and let them serve you up. They have like some great muffins. They have good chicken salad. They have refreshers, which is something that's new to me that Allie introduced me to, and now I'm hooked on those. So I have been not doing my peppermint coffee. They keep peppermint for me because I like it year round.
Cold brew, iced lattes, hot coffees, gluten-free, vegan-friendly oatmeal cream pies that are really good.
Oh, I've not had that.
They're so, I bought three of them on Saturday on the way to my parents' house to take to them.
And the other thing you can get there is East Hill Honey, which is a local honey.
East Hill Honey, yeah. It's literally the best coffee shop ever. Charlie was shaking in her boots, though, because when we pulled around, she saw that's where she gets, it's in, connected to the building where she gets groomed. And she saw, like, the backyard of the groomer's place, and she's like, oh, my God, why are we doing here on a Saturday? And then when we got to the window and she got her pup cup, they do pup cups for the dogs, she was fine.
So, Carrie, there you go. Oh, shout out for Parking Latte. We know the owner, the entrepreneur, Carrie Lassiter. She does a great job there. So go check that out if you guys are up in the Molino area.
We love it.
I don't know how we got sidetracked on that, but.
We're now taking applications for ads, paid ads. So if you would like us to mention your business, just let us know. So peppermint lattes and panic appointments.
Yeah, I think this time of the year is like, it's the time when we do start thinking about like new things, changes that are coming. You know, a lot of them are like renewals, resets, restarts. you know, everybody always has like New Year's resolutions. And so this is time to start thinking about it. So
I think the time to start thinking about it was about 2 months ago. So we're probably a little bit late, but we are more than happy to try to squeeze people in and get them looking great for whatever event they have coming up. I mean, we started ourselves months ago. And so I know trying to get ourselves like year end ready, holiday ready. All of us kind of started doing some things. Jerry and I a little more aggressively than you, I think, but we're older.
I mean, what is there to do?
I know, there you go. Perfect. What does she need?
No, I do need Botox before the holidays for sure, because I can feel mine's starting to wear off now. When I was about to ask, when is the perfect time for the average person who just needs a few little tweaks, nothing crazy, when's the perfect time to come in to get ready for the holidays?
I'll tell you what I tell my patients. I always start like around, I mean, we preach it year round with sunscreen, sun protection, good skincare, but I really start to talk about it around August. And because around August, the season's about to change as we go into the fall. Whenever we get into that point, then they start thinking about holidays. And so if you set them up on a plan, we start talking about our energy-based devices that do require a little more downtime to be out of the sun. So we start talking about that and how to prep them to be ready for holiday season, because holidays are always important for people. Our mobile people are a little bit different, because I think more so than holidays for them, we start talking about Mardi Gras. And so we talk about how different things they can do to look good for different occasions. Mardi Gras. Y'all are
cute.
On me today, I mean.
That was cute.
So I don't know why I said it like that.
Never heard you say it like that. That's like caught me off guard.
Yeah, so I think probably 4 to 6 months before any event is the ideal time to start getting ready. But obviously, if you're doing something and you just need a few little tweaks here and there, there are things we can do even the week of. Mm-hmm. If you really kind of want, you know, the wrinkles to be smoothed out a little bit, you need to come in a couple weeks before so we can give your talks time to work. It takes about a week to kick in on most people. And so coming in at least a few weeks before, so if we need to make any tweaks or adjustments, we have time to do that. But we do a lot of things here at Skin and Tonic around biostimulation, collagen stimulation. And that's usually, I love it because in our membership program, people can come in every month and do something to kind of keep themselves looking ready year round. That's really what I prefer. And if somebody gives us enough time to do that, we have so many tools in the toolbox that we can do to accomplish that, that really about a 4 to 6 month time for me is when we see our most drastic before and after results.
You have a lot of speaking engagements, and so oftentimes leading up to a conference, you'll do some things the week of, like some of the things you can do that are last minute that make a big difference, like doing some of the hydrodermabrasions just give you skin like a really nice glow. The bio repeal, something else we offer that does really nice glow. You love the lash lift and tint that gives you like almost an instant just boost to make you feel good, make your eyes look bright and alive. So there are a lot of things that we can do, but I do start talking about it like,
yeah, since we're doing this time of year and it is the holiday season, though, most likely people that are listening to this are interested in what they can do right now. And so I think now is the time to come in and talk to us about things that we can that are pretty quick results, not looking at the things that are going to take months to see the results. And you just mentioned a handful of things. We have the flexor shower. We can do a low energy Neogen. You guys did that a week before we were filming this episode to me, and I had really little downtime. I actually looked probably better the day after than I have in a while. So it's a really low downtime procedure we can do. So plasma-based therapies, the bio-repeal, any kind of hydrodermabrasion is great for a little pick-me-up.
Microneedling.
Yeah, all those things. We can get you in and have you really looking great for a weekend event.
So why do you guys think that everybody gets so stressed around the holidays? Like, so there's so much anxiety. Like, I feel like we have so many more people, you know, stressed about booking appointments, stressed about what all can I get done in this one appointment? Do you think it's seeing family? Or do you think it's more of the new year, like new year, new me? They want to prep for themselves for the new year.
I think it forces us to stop and really think about what we're trying to accomplish. So I think throughout the year, we're just going from like one event to another. There's, you know, fall season with the kids, and then it's summer and it's hot. And so we're kind of going from one thing to another without thinking about it. The holidays, I believe a lot of people start slowing down and they realize they're going to like see family that maybe they haven't really seen throughout the year, or friends, or they're going to be going to work events. And in general, people want to look their best at those events. And so then they start thinking, oh, I should have done X, Y, or Z, or I need to do this. And I think it's a little bit of a also that we have a lot of stress around that, because, you know, we can sit here and ideally say that it should be about what the season and not gifts and not parties and holidays. But really, that's what our lives are focused around. And so we all have busy schedules. And so trying to squeeze everything in so we don't make certain family upset or friends upset, that we can fulfill, you know, work obligations, that we get the perfect gift for all these people. I do think it's a lot of stress with it. Do we have money to get those sorts of things? And so there really are so many things. And especially if you have kids, like kids are, you know, we don't have kids, but I respect fully what work they are. And to try to make all that perfect for your kids and get them to all the things that they have to do around the holiday, I just think it's a really busy and stressful time of year. And so certainly anything we can do and to make that better, or any aesthetic provider that's listening, I think you have to think about that, because, you know, people are busy and it's a time to really come in and just kind of make them feel good about themselves, because it's one place that they can relax in this whole world of, you know, stress that we have all around us.
I think it's a stressful time of year, but I think that a lot of the stress we bring on ourselves, we hype it up. It's so much focused on giving and gifts and that sort of thing, which I love. But it does create like stress on people. So to make the giving process easier, we have all sorts of good specials coming up.
Gift card.
All sorts of good specials coming up. So we just had our great event in the year that we do every year. We did it last year. We did it around Halloween. This year it was more on Christmas. And we had some great deals that everyone can still take advantage of through the first of the year, I think. And then I'm sure we'll have some New Year specials coming up as well.
There are a few of those, I think, that were limited by supplies, but most of that was, so whenever we sell out that stuff, but most of it, we can probably still work something out. So what plans do you guys have?
You probably know Jerry's plans, I'm assuming.
He planned my plans.
We talked about it on
the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just kind of the end of the year in general, not Christmas. So yeah, probably like your family before, and then we'll see my mom on Christmas Day. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's always fun, like getting together with Christmas, with families for Christmas, because it does kind of force us to do that. We used to always go to my grandparents for Christmas, and then, you know, as the families grow and people pass away, the family kind of drifts, but it's still always good to see them get together and eat and celebrate. And we do have a New Year's trip that I'm excited about. So we're going to do a cruise for New Year's and possibly a little diving. The last time we went to this location, Chris tried to kill me on a dive trip, tried to get me swept away in a current in a foreign country. So I'm not sure if I'm going to dive or not.
We need to stay on the boat.
Yeah, I may just sit there and read.
I was trying for him to get to see, you know, some sea life that he may not have seen before.
I did. I see life pass before my eyes.
Saw that rock you're hanging on to.
Dive master took me to the bottom of the ocean and said, hold on to this rock. I'll be back. So what's your family do for the holidays?
So we'll do, we usually do Christmas with my mom's parents. Never on Christmas. So we usually like to do it like the weekend before Christmas. That way it's like not stressful on everybody, because everybody's got families and a lot of stuff going on. So we usually, just to make sure that everybody can come, we do it on like the weekend before. So we'll do that. And then I'll come back here and work a few days. And then we'll head up to Huntsville to spend time with Channing's family. Channing has a huge family, which is great. It really makes me thankful for a small family, because it is like, I mean, it's chaos. It's a good chaos, but it is a lot of little kids, grandkids, kids. I mean, it's crazy. So we will be cooking, and it's all at my mother-in-law and father-in-law's house. So everybody comes to us. And then we'll just hang out up there. We like to go do like the little Christmas tree walk in the park. every now and then we'll do like a day trip to Nashville or something like that when we're up there. There's some vineyards too up there that maybe we can go to this year. But yeah, we
So any of the, I know his family is German. Any German traditions over
We drink Glühwein, which it's kind of like a hot sangria. If I had to like describe it, as we make it in a crock pot though, but it's like a warm wine with like cinnamon sticks and orange slices, and it's really yummy, and like cider. It's kind of cidery, I guess, but it's red wine. So we do drink Glühwein every year for Christmas, and I do love it and look forward to it.
So in case Channing is listening to you on here, any hints you want to drop for gifts?
Hold on, I have a list.
She's like, let me pull up my Amazon list.
I actually do. I have a Christmas list. Because I always, he always asks me, or my mom asks me, or my mother-in-law asks me, they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, And so this year I'm like, I'm just going to make a list and I'll send it. I can add anybody on it who wants to be on it. And you guys can all see what I need. And then you guys can just say, got it. And you don't have to reveal yourself. So if anybody wants to be added, just leave your name in the comment below. I need a new makeup bag really badly. That sounds, it's like so small, but like I do just need a new makeup bag. Mine's disgusting. I want a really nice expensive toothbrush. I don't know what that entails. I have to do more research on that. I need a new pair of tennis shoes. I get swimsuits at Christmas time.
So why do you need a new expensive toothbrush? I want to back up to that one.
I don't know.
Especially when you don't know what you need, but yeah. You put expensive in the qualifier.
Yeah, I want a really nice, good quality electric toothbrush. Like right now I just have like a regular toothbrush and I just feel like I could invest in my dental health more.
But you don't think you could do that with not an expensive toothbrush?
It's something that I wouldn't buy for myself. Like I won't splurge. Like to me that's a splurge thing, and that's what I try to ask for Christmas, or things that I wouldn't normally buy for myself.
Because I think the Sonicares are pretty expensive, but they're nice.
Okay, well good.
You're like, let me add that. Yeah. Are they expensive? Yeah, they're pricey.
Sonicare from Costco.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that's what.
I figured out. See, I was going to ask Sierra at some point. Perfect. I put Sonicare from Costco. I get swimsuits at Christmas time because my birthday is also at Christmas time. So all of my gifts end up being sweaters and pants and jackets, and we live in Florida. So I get to wear all of that for about 2 months. And that's where like all of my like best clothes are from, but from gifts. And so I get nice swimsuits.
And so you're just betting that you're going to be the same size come the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to GLP-1s, anything is possible. We can
I guess
really.
It's a good time to get them because usually that time of the year we're a little bit on our plumper side.
True. Yeah.
So get them a little bit tight.
A little better. Yeah. I want a new Nigetti bag, the large one.
What kind of bag is that?
It's just like a brand. I put or Neverfull, like the Louis Vuitton Neverfull, or a Goyard bag, which any of them will do, truly.
You put any of those bags.
A very expensive toothbrush and a very expensive bag.
A very expensive bag and a very expensive toothbrush. Those are top of my list.
Channing.
Which he's fine. Like he's like, just get whatever you want. And I'm like, no, you have to buy it for me. All of our money's together.
Yeah, like you have to buy it for me. I'm going to put it in the list in a cart, but you have to hit purchase now.
Well, this way you can't get disappointed, you know?
Do you have a list?
No. Do I ever have a list?
Do you know what you want?
No, I never like ask for anything. I shouldn't say never, but rarely.
That makes me
he
feel
rarely
bad.
Does. Well, I tell him things through the year.
I think both of us, I mean, goodness, bad, but in reality, we get what we want throughout the year. And so... I like it that he surprises me with things I don't think about. That's what I like the most about it. It's like it's something that, and it's usually, I mean, when I say we get what we want throughout the year, we neither of us are really into like expensive things. And so we like nice things, but it's not about the money part. So if there's something that we want, we would, you know, save to get it. But at Christmas, it's usually things that we kind of think about that's like, oh, he would like X, Y, or Z, whatever it is, and get it. There's been some expensive things in there.
We spent a lot of money this year on a house, like getting back in the house. And we, I had no freaking idea how much furniture costs. Shit. Like, couch is, like, just insane. So we had to get a new couch, and you couldn't have a new couch without a new rug. And our old coffee table didn't look right on that rug, so I had to get the that. So, and then
scrap everything.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas. There is one thing that I have on my list that I told him about, and I know he wrote it down in his notes so he didn't forget. But would you remind everybody listening?
Better have.
Remind everybody listening right now what that is.
No, there's this thing. It's
in
so
theory,
different.
Put it in your notes.
It is. It is so different than like a Louis Vuitton bag, but it's an easy hookup for a PTO on my tractor. And so it's just like a, because it's really difficult to hook it up. And like the demo online is a man that had a farm injury, so he lost his arm. And so he can do it with one hand.
So for everybody listening that has no clue what that is.
So a PTO is power takeoff.
But it's like the bush hog or the lump, the different things you attach to the tractor that needs to spin around. And it's hard for you to hook it up by yourself.
Yeah, it's difficult to hook it up by yourself because it has teeth that it has to interlock with in order to, like a spindle kind of. And it's difficult because a lot of times the equipment's heavy and you can't get the wheels to turn and line up. And this makes it easy.
This makes it, yeah. Because then he knows how much I don't love helping him with tractor stuff.
Yeah, so that way we can do it.
It's a gift for both of you.
It's a gift for both of us. I'm like, yeah, look, then I get you that easy PTO thing.
That was like when Channing got me for my birthday 1 year, he got me golf clubs. And I was like, well, this is really more of a gift for you. And he was saying, he's like, well, your birthday's coming up and we're shopping for golf clubs. And I'm like, well, this doesn't count as my birthday present though, because this is more of a gift for you than it is for me. This is so that I'll go with you. And he's like, well, I'll still get you another birthday present too. And I was like, okay, but just so we're clear, this doesn't count for anything. I've used those golf clubs maybe 10 times in my life.
That's impressive. Like I probably use them once or twice. I mean, 10.
I like golfing as long as I don't have to do 18.
I have a few things I know that I'm getting Chris. No, I haven't figured out the big thing.
I have some things in the back of my head for you.
Like I really always say,
I think I help both of you shop for each other.
So I always say I don't want a lot, and then he'll get something like crazy that I end up liking, but then I'm like, why did you get it? Because I said I didn't want anything. He did it for my birthday too, so he
I'm starting to save gift guides and stuff like that. Maybe we should all do our own like holiday gift guide. That would be funny. You could do that. You can put your tractor stuff on there, like for that for the farm boy, for the traveler. That could be Chris's.
Yeah, I mean, I still like travel stuff, but I mean, my favorite thing that I got myself this year was Bose noise canceling. I didn't think I would want the over-the-ear
kind.
It's
like one of my very favorite gifts he's
so
given.
Nice. My AirPods don't stay in my ears, so I have to do over-the-ear.
Mine stay in my ears. I just didn't realize how much I could tune people out on the plane with the ones over the ear, especially like noisy kids. Like, I know I shouldn't say it, but...
No, that's terrible.
The crying babies, and you can't get away from them, and I feel bad for the parents.
Yeah, it's awful for everybody involved.
I know. It's like the poor parents are struggling, and I'm like, oh, these headphones are so great.
But see, you can make a gift guide for people who travel often because you know like all of the things that they would need that would make good gifts, like good luggage, the headphones.
Yeah, like our luggage. We invested in a luggage, I don't know how many years ago, but people who know us know that I travel every week, several times a week, all carry on. And that luggage we've had for
years.
Yeah, maybe 13 or 14 years.
Since we lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
What kind of luggage is it?
It's Victorinox is the brand, but it's just it's their rolling carrying. You can't even get that anymore.
Like
but
crazy. It's looking a little weathered now, but it literally... goes.
I mean, it's traveled hundreds of thousands of miles.
In our bedroom, we have a rack, a luggage rack like you have in a hotel, and there's always a piece of luggage on there. So when I do laundry, the underwear, t-shirts, and socks that he's going to travel with can go straight into there. And then we have a dirty clothes luggage that when he comes home, we unpack.
That one goes put to the side and goes to the laundry.
Until he leaves, and then it goes.
But there's two of the same one. They're just a different color, and we've had them forever. But like you said, the nice luggage, it makes a difference. And the way the wheels are designed on it, it gives you a little bit of extra space inside so you can really pack it.
We splurged on away luggage a few years ago, and I love it. No notes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I can't remember. It was on the pricier side. Like I said, it's Victorinox. I don't think it's a super fancy brand.
The carry-ons are about $600.
Archie will know our favorite things after this.
Archie will.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the holiday episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you all next year.
We'll see you soon.
Happy New Year.